This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The University of Colorado is dismissing claims by a former UCCS administrator that she was forced out of her job due to harassment. The office of CU President Mark Kennedy announcing yesterday that an independent investigation found that claims made by the former vice chancellor for equity and diversity were unfounded. The six-month-long investigation found no violations of policy by UCCS Chancellor Venkat Reddy and said the investigation is now closed. Reddy had been accused of creating a toxic workplace that led to the removal of Andrea Herrera from her position. The Colorado Springs City Council plans to replace Councilwoman Yolanda Avila on the El Paso County Board of Health. The council voted in favor of replacing her with newly elected Councilman Dave Donaldson. Avila had argued for keeping her seat on the county board to better combat disparities in health care that are present in her district. El Paso County's commissioners must now approve Donaldson's appointment. In Manitou Springs, officials are investigating vandalism that damaged dozens of grave sites at Crystal Valley Cemetery. KRDO's Bryn Carmen with that.
The city announced yesterday that 50 monuments and markers had been broken or damaged by the vandals. Trash and burn marks were also found on the grounds of the cemetery. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call the Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers to report it. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
Rising crime numbers in Denver are leading authorities to put a plan in place to combat crime in five hotspot neighborhoods. Police Chief Paul Pazin says that's going to include things like foot and bicycle patrols, as well as collaboration with community groups.
Community members in all neighborhoods in Denver want to be safe. And in order for us to do this, we have to do this together to rebuild trust, rebuild relationships.
City officials believe the approach will disrupt crime patterns and deter criminal activity. Cameras will not be allowed in the courtroom for an upcoming status hearing today for accused wife killer Barry Morphew. KRDO's Mia Villanueva has more.
Barry Morphew now faces two additional charges, tampering with a deceased human body and possession of a dangerous weapon. If Morphew is found guilty of tampering with a deceased human body, that charge alone could land him in prison for 32 years. Now, in addition to those two new charges, he also faces charges for murder in the first degree, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant. Morphew's arrest affidavit is still currently sealed.
That was KRDO's Mia Villanueva reporting. The newest fire investigator in Southern Colorado is only 2.5 years old, but with a sharp nose and four little legs, she has skills like no other. JoJo is the new arson canine with the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control. She just graduated after 18 months of training, and she's on the job in Canyon City. JoJo's helping investigators figure out what causes a fire by sniffing out ignitable liquids.
Come here. Tick.
JoJo's sniffing skills were put to the test during a press briefing where she made her debut. She figured out where a gas-scented cotton ball was hidden inside a can across a room. Pretty fancy. There are four arson canines in the state, but JoJo is the only one in Southern Colorado. Well, expect a large crowd for the 99th running of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. Officials announcing that there will be no limit on fan attendance at the June 27th event. The annual Race to the Clouds had previously limited ticket sales for this year's event due to COVID-19 restrictions. FanFest in downtown Colorado Springs, though, remains canceled, although there will be a fan zone set up at Widener Field before the race. Get paid to eat burgers? Mark Mayfield shares some tasty details.
Heinz is serving up a new contest searching for its first ever head burger artist. The winner gets $25,000 and free condiments for life. They can also take a friend to three different cities to dig into the best burgers in the nation. Those interested, though, will want to start grilling up some ideas quick. Contestants need to submit an online photo of their burger masterpiece by June the 19th. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Well, you may find one of those masterpieces at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum when they have food trucks now returning for Food Truck Tuesday. It'll start next week at the museum as they resume it after the COVID shutdown. Eight food trucks will serve a variety of dishes from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. each Tuesday through August 1st. And, of course, that is going to be a return to normalcy that we can all agree is past due.
Sunny to partly cloudy and warm for your Thursday afternoon. Look for a high of 73 degrees in Colorado Springs, low 80s around the Pueblo area. just about a 10% chance for that isolated late-day shower or thunderstorm. As we head overnight, partly cloudy skies. Morning starts in the upper 40s and low 50s, and mostly sunny skies for your Friday afternoon. 78 degrees for Colorado Springs, 83 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.